Did I bring you in at 2 in the morning?
Yeah.
Yep. Did you have a safe ride?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Sunday morning, Detroit bus station, and I'm at the beginning of a 4-day trip through the American Midwest on a Greyhound bus. The air is restless at this hour, rough with the scent of vending machine coffee and the rumble of suitcases, the hiss and huff of the buses outside. A couple holds each other by the ticket counter. A young girl twirls between the seats. Cold sun presses through the plate glass as we sit waiting, waiting, waiting. When the moment comes, it's with a shout and a rush. There is one last cigarette, one last kiss goodbye, and the line forms, a straggle of road-weary travellers and the newcomers, sweet with anticipation.
It's my first time. I'm really excited. I'm nervous, though. Kind of want to think of it like riding a bus when I was a kid to school and stuff like that, but just a lot more luxurious.
Just a few things to get out of the way. Federal regulation states there's no drinking, no smoking. Not a Greyhound rule, it's a federal law.
Greyhound 100.
Restroom in the back for your convenience?
With me, Laura Barton.
Please, consider your neighbor that has to come behind you in the restroom.
The first leg of my journey takes me through Michigan and Indiana, through Ann Arbor, Toledo, Fort Wayne.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't mind, if you would just have your next transition ticket available.
At this hour, many of the passengers are sleeping, heads resting against the window panes as the land rushes by, broad-skied and wintering. I listen to the woman 3 rows back placating her 2 small children. I watch the man across the aisle sending text messages and sipping Gatorade on his way to Arkansas to pick up a truck. Who are these people? Where are they going? And what carries them there?
The final destination of this coach will be Indianapolis, Indiana. And arriving in Indianapolis at 5 o'clock p.m. Now this schedule will end in Indianapolis. You will change buses there for all points.
My name is Cameo Colbert. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. I'm going to Lexington, Kentucky. My girlfriend lives there. This is just all my belongings, like all my clothes, everything, because I'm moving. So like actually moving, it's not just for a little while, it's for like permanent. So, and I already shipped some of my stuff to her, so I'm kind of excited. I'm leaving like my best friend and my whole family and everything, so I'm pretty sad about it.
Let us be lovers, we'll marry our fortunes together.
It takes 7 hours to reach Indianapolis.
I've got some real estate here in my bag.
And in that time, I come to think of all the other greyhounds crisscrossing this country, all the people they carry, all the bus stops and rest breaks, the luggage handlers, ticket clerks, drivers.
To look for America.
When you're at the wheel, there's a sense of responsibility. For a woman, I would gather to say your mother instincts kick in because it's like they're in my hands. It's like everybody is in your hands at that particular time, and you're responsible for the safety of the people on the bus. You're responsible for the bus itself. And you can't have a lot of things on your mind. You have to focus. Yeah, but when an 88 person gets to safety, and when the rest of the bus is where they're supposed to be, then I sleep well at night.
Honey! Yeah, honey!
Like, I'm going to Denver. I live in St. Louis. I came from St. Louis on Monday to Kansas City, took Kansas City, drove them into Tulsa.
This year marks the centenary of Greyhound. Founded in Hibbing, Minnesota, by a Swedish-born former miner, Carl Eric Wickman.
Drive the bus from Oklahoma City back to Kansas City last night.
Today it serves 3,800 destinations across the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
Now I'm cushioning to go to Denver. But I believe America sees Greyhound just for their slogan, leave the driving to us.
You're a good driver too. You're gonna roll this thing. You're a good driver.
In the beginning, Greyhound represented freedom. And this is where it still sits in the collective imagination. It's the romance of the road. Jack Kerouac, It Happened One Night, Buffalo 66, and Simon and Garfunkel lyrics. It's movement and adventure and discovery. But in the last 100 years, America has changed substantially. The rise of the automobile and the aeroplane has dwindled its passenger numbers. And while people still ride the Greyhound, those who do so are often those bound by economic circumstance.
Last night I went to the casino. I left Ann Arbor, Michigan on the Greyhound bus, arrived in Detroit at 6:18. I took a cab to Motor City Casino. I went in there with $500 and came out with zero. And I was very disappointed because I was playing Mr. Cashman, and it's just a slot machine where you can win good money or you don't win no money at all, and I won no money at all. I won 3 weeks ago, $1,790, and I enjoyed it because I took it right back and gave it back to the casino.
And so its reputation now is that it is the preserve of the young and the poor and the down at heel. That it's a little sketchy, particularly for the solo female traveller. Yet as I travel its routes, untroubled, undisturbed, I come to see the buses as something else, a haven of sorts, somewhere safe and familiar for those who have slipped below the surface of American society, those who live close to the wire, the lost and the losing.
Kathy, I said as we boarded the Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces.
Now you have luggage underneath, claim your luggage alongside the coach. Now if you're continuing on this schedule for Indianapolis, it's going to be about 10 minutes. Once again, this is Fort Wayne, Indiana. Yeah.
Well, basically it's pretty easy route, you know. Pretty easy ride, yeah, less traffic, you know. Not too many people, you know, pretty easy ride.
What's the worst?
The worst? Well, Cincinnati, Louisville, yeah. A lot of people. Oh, yeah.
And in the 27 years that you've been driving the buses, have there been any particular journeys that's done that in your mind, or particular passengers?
Not really. Well, it's all in the way you carry yourself, you know what I mean? Whether you have problems or not, you know, really.
What's the trick?
Huh?
What's the trick for you?
Treat people the way you want to be treated. Absolutely.
The hardest part? Trying to get the people around you to do the right thing. That's the hardest part. And it's really not hard to me. If I had to say, it would be trying to keep order. You must have order aboard the bus in order for you to be able to concentrate on what you have to do out there. It's almost like driving kids. If everybody back there say, oh, party like a party, you know, party, 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 then it's kind of difficult.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have 30 minutes here. 30 minutes. I know we're supposed to leave here at 4:45. I'm giving you 30 minutes.
Now 1 and 1 is 2, baby, but 2 and 2 is 4. And you mess around, yeah, with your daddy, and he don't want you no more. Crying on, baby, don't you want to go?
So it's absolutely no use of AMs with strong scents, such as cologne, perfume, nail polish, nail polish remover, lotion, or anything else of that sort. I have asthma. Those things do trigger my asthma.
You please make sure you're not using those.
Not 4 and 1 and 5, but 5 and 1 is 6. You is not even steady.
People tell you stories on the Greyhound. Everyone has a tale to tell. In the 10 hours I pass in and around Indianapolis bus station, waiting for the 3:15 a.m. bus to St. Louis, I watch some of these stories unfold. It is game day. The city is swathed in football colors, lit up by the Colts' win over the Baltimore Ravens. Traffic sits at a standstill. Trains rumble overhead. But as the hour grows later, the crowds thin out. People doze on the benches, buy pretzels and coffee, watch the small TV screen overhead. One man sings to himself. A cleaner mops floors, and a homeless woman, small and bird-like, bobs between the litter bins. By the gumball machines, I find Alex.
20 years old. This is my first time using Greyhound heading to South Bend, Indiana. It's a 3-hour trip. It's going to be smelly. I've brought deodorant, 2 pairs of underwear. Yeah, I brought my cologne and my toothpaste. That's about it. I had a lady talk to me out front that told me that she was wrongly accused by the government for a crime that she didn't do. She was talking out of her head, crazy. I've seen a lot of people give me dirty looks for sure.
Why is that? What have you been doing to her business?
I've been just looking like me, just sitting around and people look at me like I'm crazy. I don't have no eyes. Probably because I have 2 black eyes at the moment, but. I got hit by a car a couple days ago and they just sped off, so I didn't get anything out of it, so I just had to heal.
One come up to me and I guess I must have looked like somebody they knew. For real, they came up and hugged me and everything. Hey baby, how you doing? I'm like, oh, who is you? He said, oh, I'm sorry man, you look just like my wife. That was in Atlanta. And when I was visiting my dad, waiting on my dad to come pick me up. I'm like, no in the world. And then his wife come around the corner. I said, we don't hardly look. He said, yes, y'all do. And we did. We did film look familiar.
Disappointed in a lover because they're the only way. I love you, but I'm lost.
The station's livening up by the time we board for St. Louis. It is still night, but tides of early morning workers run through the doors, incoming, outgoing, ebbing and flowing.
Yes, sir, how can I help?
Y'all left my box out there. That's all I was telling you, make sure that box get on the bus.
That box is charged?
Yeah.
We drive in thick blackness, every seat taken. Heavy breath, low snores, the soft fuzz of music leaking from headphones. A woman across the aisle eats fried chicken, slurps cola, hiccups in the darkness.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard to your express service to St. Louis, Missouri. This is a non-stop service to St. Louis, express service. It's a 3 hours and 55 minutes ride, 243 miles. Up on the runway, St. Louis. St. Louis will be a major first stop for this coach.
Some people, most of them have been men. They don't like to be subservient to women. So I'm giving a directive, a nice directive. Please be back at the bus at 10 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, we are running a little bit late. Please return by 10 minutes. I get ready to say, okay, let's go. This bus is leaving. And one guy said some things to me, called me a drill sergeant, told me, yeah. So one thing's for sure, two things for certain. We don't have to deal with rude behavior, just as the customer. It's our job to get you safely down the road and that you have the best experience on the bus that you can have, considering that it is a bus. I mean, you don't have extensive leg room, you know, but you have the comfort seating, you have, you know, the norm. So I've had 2 incidents that, but it's okay.
Did you let them back on the bus?
No, ma'am.
laughing on the bus, playing games with the faces. She said the man in the gabardine suit was a spy.
We draw into St. Louis at 6 a.m., alike groggy and ashen and crumpled. I sit in the bus station for several hours, watching the light rise and the morning take shape. I eavesdrop on conversations between drivers, lovers, strangers.
Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last 1 hour ago.
I talk to a woman who is not here to travel today, but passing time as she charges her mobile phone.
She read her magazine. I went to Atlanta on the bus to visit my dad.
How long does that take?
Ooh, and see, we laid over in Texas. I think we had like a 6-hour layover. Yeah, but I liked it over there though, cause they had like, they bus station wasn't like this one. They had ones with the TV on it and stuff. We even watched TV and everything. Yeah, it was real nice.
Can you describe this one?
Well, it's a long corridor. They got different numbers for whatever bus you go into, state. They got 2 bathrooms. They got a Kentucky Fried Chicken and a Pizza Hut up there. I usually sleep most of the way anyway.
Is that a good excuse to sleep?
Yeah, I sleep real good until they stop.
Hey, you got 5 minutes. Make sure you are not smoking by the coaches.
You're from England? I see people from Asia, from Asia. I see people that are maybe Bosnian. I see Chinese people. I see African-American people. I see the Amish, a lot of the Quakers, and different people of those natures, and those different nationalities, and countries, and rural ethnic groups. I see a lot of people, at Caucasian. I see a lot of Mexicans that come and go to Las Vegas, Amarillo, Texas.
On through Missouri, and I learn that as likely as you are to encounter lost souls on Greyhound, it is just as possible to come across those who are found.
When you tire of all the bright light, pace that's killing, and you're willing to stay home.
On the road out of Kansas City, I meet a young man bound for Salt Lake.
So I was stuck in Kansas City for 12 hours, a city that I do not know other than one place, International House of Prayer. It's a 24-hour prayer and worship center. And they have singing, they have prayer, they have Bible studies during the day. Had them pray over me because I was dealing with some personal issues and just kind of just spent the time like seeking God's love for me. I love traveling, so for me, like, and my calling is like homeless people, because I was homeless for 5 years. And I was homeless when I was 18. I had a bad relationship with my mom. My mom abused me and neglected me and shoved me off when I was 10. And that's all why I'm kind of going to Utah, because seeing family I haven't seen in 15 years. And so it's kind of hard on me because it's like I haven't been in a lot of contact with them. And I got into contact with them through my aunt, and they wanted to see me. And my grandpa and great-grandpa aren't doing so well in health-wise and requested to see me. So I was like, well, I'm not ready, but I'm going to make the trip up there for you guys. It honestly, starting out, is really emotional. My adopted sister and me, like, I was crying for like an hour outside the Greyhound station. I was like, I don't think I'm ready. I don't want to go. And she was like, well, if you're not ready, let's just go home. I was like, no, I promise my family I would do this, and I'm going to do this. Like, God will help me. I see America. Like, there's always places where you can improve on, or where American can improve on. But as far as, like, me seeing America, I look at it, like, I try and view, like, God's beauty through it all. Like, no matter what America's going through, I try and see the good. I try and just, like, be of encouragement. Like, how, like, some people, like, hate the president right now. Like, it's like, well, it's not under your control. You can't force him to change. You can't force him to do something. All you can do is pray for him. I don't know. I like America the way it is, to be honest. Like, I wouldn't change it for the world. I wouldn't change it for anything. It's perfect.
When you say Greyhound, it's almost like Cheers. I want to go where everybody knows your name. You know, I want to be a part of something that is heartfelt, where if I say, well, I work for Greyhound, you do? When I left the hotel this morning, there were girls that were cleaning up. I got ready to come out of my room to tell her she could have the room. They were like, oh, you look so cute. I was like, thank you. You look so well put together. I said, thank you. They said, we don't see very many women that look that good in the uniform. And I was like, okay, thank you. I said, guys, stop it. They were like, no, you're so neat. And it's like you care about how you look. I said, well, it's not just me. But when I put this uniform on, I represent my company. So if I act a fool, not only will you know it, but they'll know it. Because everybody's going to say, well, the face that I saw of Greyhound, she cursed me out like a drunk sailor. That's what I say. I am a clown. I laugh all the time.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
There's this one lady, and this was when I was first traveling, when I was first homeless, and my buddy had paid for my ticket. I really didn't have any money, and I was 19. I didn't look my best. I had really long hair. I was unshaved. I smelled. And this lady was traveling, an older lady. She was like probably 60, 70, and she sat next to me because no one else would, and the bus was full. She was asking me questions about my life and whatever, and I was telling her, and she was like, well, I'm traveling here, which is pretty much almost the same area you're going. Would you like a place to stay, clean up for a bit, and just kind of relax and unwind? I'm just like, sure, I guess. Because I was kind of uneasy.
Why being so nice to me?
Yeah, exactly.
Just kill me later?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, she let me stay there for a week. And it was good to, like, have that, like, help. And it made me feel better about myself, because she even bought me a ticket to where I wanted to go and gave me some money afterwards. And she said, don't open this until you're halfway to your destination. And I figured she didn't want me to know the amount. She gave me $500 out of her own pocket, an elderly lady that probably was living off of Social Security or retirement or whatever, and that's why I love traveling Greyhound. Just like, you meet some of the best people, and some stick with you your whole life, but some may just be there that day, and now I just try and pay it forward to the people I meet. Because she paid it so much to me.
On we roll through Topeka, Junction City, Salina, across the Kansas River and past strip malls, rural routes, fast food chains. The light is dimming as we draw into haze. I'm the only one to alight here, a rest stop in the flat Midwestern plains of Kansas. As good a spot as any, I think, to get lost. About as empty and aching a place as you can find.
How much longer are you going to be in the United States?
Another month.
Oh, okay. Enjoy your stay.
Thank you very much. Have a good trip.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hayes. This is Lopez Mode Office.
Lost, I said, what is she saying? I'm empty and aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for America. All come to look for America.
Greyhound 100 was written and presented by me, Laura Barton. It was a Falling Tree production for the BBC World Service.